That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as Ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good morning, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're in crazy times. We really are. We're going into the full moon tonight and tomorrow, and I'm going to tell you all about it. It'll just make your head spin, because let me tell you something. An entire book could be written on Monday's aspects alone. This full moon is a microphone loudly broadcasting what needs to change in your life, beginning with love. A Venus T-square pulls in Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn. Nearby Mars brings the courage to break away from a toxic, controlling, or stagnant partner. Is it time to move on? I say more about what's going on in my weekly cosmic tip, so I'll give you some information on that. But right now I want to talk about the Jupiter-Saturn squares, which will be happening three times over this next year. Two in Pisces and Gemini, and the last one will be on the cusp of Pisces, Gemini, and Aries, Cancer. The year will be filled with tests and vital changes. The first one, which is always the most powerful square, is on August 19th, tomorrow, along with the super full moon in Aquarius. The second one will be on December 24th, Christmas Eve. And the third one will be on June 15th, 2025. The third one will be just breaking off the Gemini-Pisces energies and feeling into the Aries-Cancer energies. And this transit will really help the collective psyche change. As you know, we're going from I want what I want to I want it to let's share with everybody. That's what we're doing. So it becomes an important time in our ascension process. This is one of the trances I was referring to when I spoke about how the collective consciousness will begin to understand things in the future in a pre-2425 context. So we're getting ready for Pluto to go into Aquarius in those 20 years. Let's look at some of the other transits that are happening. As Jupiter and Mars begin a square to Saturn, Venus, this causes a T-square because Venus is in Virgo. Pluto is retrograde in Aquarius, preparing to move back into the last degree of Capricorn in early September, and the date is September 2nd. Neptune is at 29 degrees of Pisces, and Uranus is at 29 degrees of Taurus. In both the outer and inner planets, we have a time-focused, dense material energy. Remember, those 29 degrees are the most powerful of all of them, 29 degrees and 0-1 degree. This transit of Jupiter-Saturn happening on August 19th is opposite a material focus. This energy deals with more of a cloud or a fog. It's harder to define. It's harder to materialize your energy. More like a spiritual dream, a dreamlike energy, not the one that we're used to. This would be philosophy communication, faith, spiritual, the galaxy, etheric matters, things that are not tangible. I think this transit is going to create a major contrast that is very perceptible, and we will start to feel this within this next week, today being August 18th. For the rest of 2024 and the first three quarters of 2025, there's going to be a very strong contrast that becomes apparent. The material context will start to materialize the desire, the motivation, as well as our internal psychology. It will be very easy for some of us to be living in two worlds. I think many of us lightworkers are now living in two worlds. There's a strong sense of multiple polarity. And that's the outer projection versus the internal world. The private space versus the public space. There's a division between the face we show the outer world and the deep inner knowing or interior understanding that we have of the self. More of a distance, more of a widening between the innate internal self and the external. That's what's going on right now. At the same time, there's a battle between the old and the new. And I've talked about that for a long time. The old and the new is held within the square of Gemini Pisces. Pisces is the oldest sign of the zodiac, the final sign, and Gemini is one of the youngest signs of the zodiac. There is a contrast between finality and striking out on a new path. Also, with this square, some things will be difficult to articulate. I've been getting with this some of my clients lately. They find it hard to describe what's going on. Some of the things they are going through are hard to speak about, hard to put into words. They almost have to be felt, and actions are not spoken sometimes. They have to be considered during these transits. What are your actions going to be? That's the most important thing. We need to understand the energy between Gemini and Pisces, as well as the energy between Jupiter and Saturn. They too are opposites. Jupiter is an opening, an expansion, and a freedom. It's an open, wide energy. Saturn is constricting, materialization, reforming, defining, and discipline energy by the book. Jupiter pushes us towards our creative imagination, our internal dreams and desires, while Saturn wants us to build, bring everything into reality, focus and work hard, be disciplined and never let up until you have achieved it. Jupiter expands our boundaries while Saturn reinforces them. There's a lot of expanding and constricting here, which is also reflected in the outer planet energy. The main thing with this transit will be trial and testing. Any expansions that we have had or any changes we have made will be tested here. Some conflicts can emerge because of a certain expansion. People will begin asking themselves, what is the purpose of embarking new paths? What is the purpose of growing my wealth? What is the purpose of growing my knowledge? Growing in general will be something that we really question here. People tend to want to stay the same, to stay in their own comfort zones. Inherently, within the Jupiter-Saturn square, is a growth crisis. And boy, are we feeling that now in many ways. Something within this square, something related to growth, is tested and also, in some cases, expanded. So there will be some people who have expansion and growth. They are then audited or restricted in some way that causes them to pull back, to shrink. Other people will have growth, have the test, sort of audited energy, but it will cause them to grow 5 times more and perhaps go viral. There is no way you can predict or say that one size fits all. We just don't know the outcome. Some people will have major expansion, major wins, almost like lottery level growth, but every level of growth will come with some degree of restriction. Like you have the job promotion, the upgrade, what you've been waiting for, but it's 3 states away, so you have to move. While many people can have that major growth, even then it will be questioned and tested, but it doesn't mean that it's not right for you, or the growth won't continue. With Saturn, you have to release and let go. You have to give something up in order to move forward. You have to put your head down, focus, and work hard. However, others will have that expansion and testing and they will shrink. They will decline the offer, or they'll experience a loss, or they'll have a need to negotiate for the lessons of reforming their path. This is an important time of reform, a time of questioning any changes presented and striving to understand them and adjust, the need to resolve some issues. 2024 has been a year of looking directly at any knots or held upsets, resentments with relationships. You have to untie the knots. That's part of energetic healing. Pushing the people to look at the things which are complicated in their life and resolving them. Many things have been hard for us to sort out. We are being asked to institute reform and to direct a certain chain of events to overcome and resolve some issues, things that have been bothering us for a long time, finally overcoming a coping mechanism like addiction, or self-restriction, self-destruction, estranged relationships, really getting to the bottom of these and finding a resolution that gets you, at long last, above water with some of these difficulties. And of course, everything is peace. When I was meditating and writing this program, I received information about three levels, three frequencies of psychological imprints, like a top-down frequencies. Moving through this next year with the Jupiter-Saturn squares, the highest frequency, when you are doing your best, let this be a signpost for you as to how to move forward. There's going to be a feeling of very fast expansion and very quick movement with purpose, almost like a sprint, a roller coaster, a train going through a tunnel. It's not like feeling claustrophobic. It's not like we're on a one-way track to something. It's like raking up the leaves, like cleaning out the garage, like overcoming problems. We're no longer in confusion. Free for all, a light, an aha energy. We're on a linear road going from point A to point B, with point A being the worst situation and point B being the better, possibly healed situation. This is a progressive square for people who can work at a high frequency. It's the square that resolves problems through the conflict and battles that it brings on, through the things we choose no longer to accept. We move on to paths which are linear, straightforward, authentic to us, powerful, and a fast track to a better situation. I'll give you more information, but now we're going to take a break for the weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Week of August 19th through August 25th, 2024. An entire book could be written on Monday's aspects alone. This full moon is a microphone loudly broadcasting what needs to change in your life, beginning with love. A Venus T-square pulls in Jupiter and Saturn. Nearby, Mars brings in the courage to break away from a toxic, controlling, or stagnant partner. Is it time for you to move on? The full moon is also in a T-square with Uranus, the Sun, and Mercury retrograde. There may be an impulse to make rash decisions. This full moon is challenging. It gives you the feeling of being pulled in four directions simultaneously, hopefully putting you back together in a better way. The kicker is that expect the unexpected Uranus makes a direct challenge to the full super moon. On a higher level, Uranus helps you revolutionize your value system so that you can live in a higher balance. But that's easier said than done because the planet of revolution, accidents, earthquakes, and the willingness for something new, regardless of the cost, is shaking up your comfortable life. The planetary situation is quite extreme. This energy is ruled by Mars and is headstrong and violent, so it could also highlight problems with relationships. Talk things through with your partner. Don't allow yourself to get angry or to say things that you don't mean. Mars is intense right now at this full moon in Aquarius. Jupiter and Mars are together in Gemini, which expands Mars' powerful let's fight energy. Mars has crossed over the 23-degree mark, which can create problems around the world. This can be a warlike energy, so everyone needs to be conscious, aware, and protective, especially in Chicago this week at the Democratic National Convention. Remember, if you connect with your spirit, you'll be fine. Although it may be hard to believe that when you see all that's happening out there in the world. At this full moon, the sun and moon are opposite, and the sun is in Leo with Mercury retrograde in Leo. So things will not be as easy. Things are already in turmoil and crazy. When Venus in Virgo is opposite Saturn in Pisces, we have to look at our love relationship. This aspect is like sandpaper and usually brings in separation. Don't be reactive. Take that deep breath before you respond. Jupiter, Mars are squaring Saturn and Venus, causing a hard T-square. This will bring in a stalemate problem. People are stubborn and don't want to give up and adjust their belief system. Leaders don't want to give up or give in or compromise, bringing in a stalemate. It will eventually come around, but not at this point. With Mars and Jupiter together in the area of weeping sisters of Pleiades, we will be having some strong moments, perhaps damage from demonstrations at the convention or planning to go to war. Please, I'm asking you to pay attention to what's happening in your own life with your relationships. You have to be responsible for saying the right thing, doing the right thing, and being loving. Don't cause any further separation. That's what's happening right now. The other aspect is, don't you add to the fuel of the violence and anger that's going on. Work on bringing in more peace. That's what we all want. Don't listen to the media that's trying to get us all to fight. We're good. We really do want to get along with others and the community. The way the planets are forming, I know there will be more separation. As you know, I see a big split happening in the U.S. as well as around the world. Globally, people are having a hard time getting along. Add to that, Mercury retrograde has just entered the second half of the cycle, urging you to work on future projects. Remember to keep a degree of flexibility so that you can adjust after Mercury turns direct on August 28th. Do the best you can because there's an abundance of planets in fixed signs, Leo, Aquarius, Taurus, and Scorpio. Fixed signs want to stay in their groove, but Uranus wants to kick you out of that comfortable rut. There is help from the adaptable signs of Virgo, Pisces, and Gemini. Planets currently in these signs are helping you open up to new ideas and a new way of thinking. The plan is to create a strategy to bring your higher vision into the mundane world, to manifest that which you desire. Know that the eclipses are coming very soon, and they bring hidden things and motivations up to the surface. This full moon marks the time of another big incident coming around. So it's all happening now. Be aware, be careful, and take care. Do get some playtime, and you'll be happy you made some time for fun while you are able to do so. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Okay, so we're back, and we're talking about the Jupiter-Saturn square, and we're talking about moving at a higher frequency, and there are three frequencies. I'm finishing up talking about the higher one, and you know all of this is recorded, and you can download the archive. For the people moving at a higher frequency, the end of 2024 brings in strategic alleviation. Choosing relief choosing to release certain problems, to restructure your vision, and to narrow the path a little bit. Like painting the walls and rebuilding the floor of your inner self. Something like paying off a debt, karmic or financially, so you can let the universe know that you're willing to overcome and release a previous issue. Stopping frivolous spending habits so you're not dependent on moving towards a goal or purpose and not getting stuck in negative cycles. To clear, to reinforce your path, and to make the path more obvious to you. One of the negatives of this Gemini Pisces square is being caught in attention deficit, and this can be a massive issue. If you struggle with that, please take that into account as you are planning your next year. This might be a time to start healing that, to begin some lifestyle changes, changes to the diet, changes to the frequency that will help resolve any attention deficit issues like confusion, polarities. One day I want this job. The next day, I don't want it. One day, I want to buy a house here in this location, and the next time, I don't want to even live in this region. These are polarities. These are vacillations. These are experiences that are going on with this vibrationary change that we're having between Capricorn and Aquarius. The vacillation has to be strategically worked through, gone, alleviated, healed, before your new transit can start up. The top level of this frequency will be moving forward with vitality, along with a very reinforceful path that takes you out of any level of chaos in a very substantial way. That's why this energy is so great. Now we're going to talk about the middle level of this transit. The middle frequency is what we're going to need a lot of time to allow our minds to wander in silence without any background noise. No TV on, no tablet, no cell phone going. Being home a lot, pondering some of the complex issues of this time will be quite astonishing. And the only way to really not get bogged down in the fog for like years with this kind of configuration of the transits is just to really become a master. Get good with release and untying the knots. We have to develop a strong attention focus. You probably already have one if you've been a high meditator. And sometimes we have to go over and over and over it until finally there's a result, especially for things such as long-term goals. Ask yourself, where is this current momentum taking me? Is this a transit that will really show you? In this momentum, by 27, 28, it will take you exactly where you need to be. That's the middle level, people. Now, these actions over here will take 30 years to manifest. Yes, 30 years down the road. If you're not able to work with your manifestation, if you're not at the middle frequency, 30 years down the road, but it's almost unstoppable, but the future is not here, and 30 years is a long time. So think about it. Do something that just doesn't feel that great. So if you're on a job and you say, well, I'm going to work 30 years and then retire, but you don't really like the job, you are not at your high frequency. You're at your lower frequency. to think about or to do something that just doesn't feel that great is not what we're going to be doing any longer. You really challenge fate and destiny to do something that feels bad now to feel better in that length of time. We have to get very close to what we're moving toward. What are the chain of events? What is the current momentum? The middle road is actually not bad because it actually gives you a chance to see very clearly what certain things are moving towards and also how to resolve the problems. I think that within 1 year, with the duration of this transit, or even quicker for people at this medium level frequency, it will bring in some very excellent revelations and aha moments that will eventually slide you over into the high frequency level, where you will start moving very quickly down a path that is oh so good. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. However, if we're really stuck and out of control, not focusing, not meditating, not directing our energy in a super meaningful way, we can definitely experience the bottom level or negative frequency of this transit, which to me feels like stagnation, addiction, and repetition. You have one boyfriend, you break up because of a reason. You magnify the next boyfriend, you break up because of the same reason. You magnify the next boyfriend, you break up because of the same reason. That's repetition. And if you can imagine the negatives of that, and we had all this energy back in 2019, I'm in my house and I don't really leave. I have a repetitive routine that I do all the time. I have thoughts about things, and the time passes by. This is a very good recipe for addiction. It's a very good recipe for losing the mental edge or losing the precision along certainty. You want to watch out for that with this transit. You do not want to be a robot. You want to be creative and thinking of different things to move yourself forward. Remember, you have to move in order to survive. This Jupiter-Saturn square wants to sharpen us up a bit. It wants to make sure our faith aligns with our logic. That's the best thing with Gemini-Pisces square. Saturn in Pisces is about material faith. Jupiter in Gemini is about expansion and logic of the mind and becoming more aware, smarter, knowledgeable, and very, very positive. There have been a lot of demonstrations about religion and political values. All this can be very dangerous, especially with some young people who have not a strong sense of political values yet. People say a lot of things that aren't true, and they say them in such an inflammatory way, forceful. And these weak, uninformed people will start to believe that it's true. You can see this happening. A mass disillusionment of logic. Someone says such an inflammatory statement, and it sounds too good to me. I just think it's real, and I think it's right. But I haven't taken the time to vet it or to back up the statement. I haven't even checked within myself. It's like the blind following the blind. This has been talked about when I did the Pluto return to the USA. You can get that program in the archives. That was early in the year. Pluto is moving back into Capricorn in early September, and we are nearing the end of the Pluto return for the United States, which ends on November 19th. And when we're in that lower level frequency. And I'm talking about, I'll give you an example. I gave somebody a mini reading. She wanted to move. I described to her where I saw her moving. So it didn't happen. She wound up living in some woman's house. And she wrote me a note and said, well, I would have been homeless and lived in my car if I didn't take that room. So let me ask you a question. Why would she be homeless? What was going on with her? She couldn't manifest. She said she cut pictures out and really tried to visualize everything, but it didn't happen. That's what happens with the lower frequency. She has to clear all that anger, frustration, and hate before her good can come in. That's the way of life. So she's still in stagnation and repetition. It is so easy to get into that blind following place. It's like, I don't have any thoughts of my own. I just look at what other people say. One looks at what and how other people comment and don't bother to look at their own feelings. My mother used to say, they're led by the crowd. What the lady needed to remember was that I saw a positive outcome, and that positive outcome is out in the universe for her. But she is the one that has to accept it, believe it, and go to it. Unfortunately, she kept putting blocks up. And that's what we do. That's why we have energetic healers. And that's why so many people will be needing energetic healing over the next few years. You know, that is how we get a religious and cultural war. What are you partaking in? With Mars, Jupiter, square Saturn, a military war could happen. This is definitely percolating here as well. I would definitely say this is along the lines of Ukraine, Russia, North Korea, South Korea, Taiwan, China, and Japan. This is all kind of in question. It's in the ethers. It just hasn't happened yet. Along with the current conflict in the Middle East, it's all over the world. And this is causing the collective consciousness to be more militant in its ways. And this energy can expand, rub off, even to people who are very domestic or mundane. This energy can realign itself into cultural and religious wars as well. It's something you light workers have to keep in mind and account for if you are doing any energetic healing. Because there's an entity, listen up, there's an entity, a vibe, a collective evil trap, I want to say, that's very inviting for the lower vibration anger, inflamed or confused oriented people. And this energy rewards that immediately. But there's nothing in the long term for this energy. That's lacking. That's not there. This energy only brings a negative experience, a loss of peace. This energy is like a negative bottom level frequency of this transit. And I definitely want to talk about how we can grow, build, and elevate our frequency to where we can ascend up to our highest level possible. And there's an important component of increasing frequency during this transit. Really, I hope you people are going to take the time to meditate and go within and get all this straightened out. A lot of you are going to have a lot of surprises coming from people that you really had chalked off. Open your hearts. We have to acknowledge to ourselves that something has changed. By no longer having a certain problem, when that conflict in our life is lifted and is no longer there. For example, getting out of the rent game and buying a house. Having a family member come to you and apologize after years of feuding. By totally quitting an addiction. By experiencing mental clarity that they haven't had for years. That can shift the paradigm and lift them up to a higher frequency level. For some people, it will be about trusting more in a higher power and growing in their faith, loving and trusting themselves more so they aren't constantly making poverty-conscious decisions, not thinking of the worst outcome as a safety net measure. I'm seeing so much of that during this transit. I just have to do what's safe. That could be totally correct for some of you because we have a high level of global conflict, but you need to keep the faith and continue on with your desire, joyously, knowing the answer will come naturally as you continue to raise your personal frequency. Let's take a break and do our half-hour break. I know we're way over time. And I'll come back and say a little more, and then we'll get to the meditation.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's Sanitizing Healing Spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's Sanitizing Healing Spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be given one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well-researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe, and hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
Love is the thing, it's the one thing you'll see. All that it takes is a he and a she.
All over the world. All over the world.
Love was and love is and always will be. Lovers can be found in foggy London town, in Rome or Peru. Even in Damascus, lovers never ask us what they should do. You don't have to park in Paris after dark to know that it's true. Love is a wonderful thing.
That will raise your frequency. Nat King Cole is telling you how, with all over the world. Love is, love was, and love will be. You need to have a structured household. You need to have less debt. Need to have simple reserves in your life. Have continuity and healthy ways, like fixing yourself nice meals every day, cleaning up and doing the laundry, beginning to move out of the 9-to-5 consciousness, the belligerent, nonsensical factory enslavement orientation, beginning to do creative work, even if it's just a hobby at first, doing jobs that are seasonal, creative, depending on where you live, landscaping, gardening, and local community jobs, like working at the food bank. The main thing about this Jupiter Pisces square is that there is a delimited, debilitated element to it. Jupiter is debilitated in Gemini, and Saturn is not so good in Pisces. And Pisces and Gemini energies don't like each other. Saturn and Jupiter have opposite energies, causing friction. We have to protect relationships that work. We have to protect them and love them and work with them through this energy, through next April. shared incomes, or your present routine of sharing in a household. It may not be perfect, but it works. However, if it's not terrible, but it just doesn't work, you don't have to accept that. It's a fine line of distinction. So here's what you have. It's not perfect, but it works. That's okay. That will bring less friction. It's not terrible, but it doesn't work. It's not okay. I had that experience this winter when I was trying to work with a colleague to work on my videos. It wasn't terrible, but it didn't work. So I had to make a change, which I did. It's a not enough energy inside, but the purpose is to put you on the right path. There is a lot to gain from restructuring our path or developing more vision around our motivation, moving forward while resolving issues that have been out of order for a very long time. Heal these matters through simple choices, not through unnecessary labor, not through unnecessary verbiage or things. Things that can be resolved through one email or one check, one payment or one loving conversation. We have to get out of these two-dimensional contract obligations and elevate them to a more sustainable system. We have to raise our frequency and free up our souls to better walk our path and to serve the universe. That's where we're headed. Thank goodness. So we're at the end of the show tonight, but we do have the meditation coming. And I have a beautiful song that I hope you'll listen to. It's called "And Peace Begins" with Elizabeth Hepburn. Then we'll do the meditation, listen to William tell us about the moon, and finish with Richard. Thank you for listening. I'll be back next week after the Democratic Convention. Take cover, everybody. See you then. Good night.
Peace. begins. We make our choices every day. When peace is ours, we radiate it. It only comes when we create it. It's up to you, it's up to me.
And now it's time for the Let's Find Out meditation. Please sit with both feet flat on the floor, spine straight, close your eyes. Take some deep breaths and begin to relax. Feel the light pouring into your crown chakra throughout your body. God is the foundation of health, prosperity, wisdom, and eternal joy. We make our life filled and complete when we have daily contact with God. Take the time. Give your attention to the Almighty Power that is giving you life, strength, and wisdom. Pray that unceasing truth flow into your mind, unceasing strength flow into your body, unceasing joy fill your soul. Take a deep breath. Feel the Shakti energy filling you up with light. Feel your inner self tingling and receiving this light and thrilling at the freedom and joy it brings. Feel this light flowing through your entire being. Become one with the spiritual energies of your blessed higher self. Join your body with your universal body. Feel it. Join with it. Meld into it. And become the light being that you are. Take a deep breath. Know your strength. Know your path. And walk it as a son or daughter of God.